Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. John chapter 20, verses 19 and 20. That Sunday evening, the disciples were meeting behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders. Suddenly, Jesus was standing there among them. "Peace be with you," he said. And as he spoke, he showed them the wounds in his hands and his side. They were filled with joy when they saw the Lord. John records three occasions when Jesus met his disciples after his resurrection. Here is the first of them, and it occurred on Easter Day itself, the day of resurrection. The disciples were understandably nervous. The authorities had organized the crucifixion of Jesus, and so logically, they were quite likely to come after his disciples next. The disciples had heard from some of the women that they'd met the risen Lord, but it would seem that they were unsure what to make of this incredible news. Into this nervous, fearful situation came the risen Jesus. Suddenly and miraculously, he was standing there with them. One can hardly begin to imagine the riot of emotions that they must have experienced in that moment. On the one hand, it was everything that they most wanted. The death of Jesus was devastating for them, so the thought that he was alive again was absolutely wonderful. But then they had to deal with the fact that dead people don't rise from death. Into this amazing situation, Jesus came and pronounced peace. He then showed them the wounds in his hands and his side, and they realized that the humanly impossible had actually happened. Jesus had risen from death. They were overjoyed, recalls John, drawing on his own personal experience of that amazing evening. The historic account is important for us today because Jesus, in the power of the Holy Spirit, promises to be with us whenever we meet in his name. There will be many occasions when we also face times of challenge and disappointment, and amazingly and miraculously, Jesus comes and stands in the midst of us. So let me ask you a question. In what way have you experienced Jesus' presence with you as you've met with Christian brothers and sisters? And now let me pray with you. Thank you, living Lord Jesus, that you promise to be with us whenever we meet together. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which can be accessed at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a really good day.